It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Up in the studio, we have Luke, also known as Disaster Radio and Eyeliner, for My Morning Mixtape. Luke has just teamed up with electronic composer Donovan Hikaru for their joint soundtrack to new video game Marbloid, which came out at the end of 2018. Luke will also be performing as Disaster Radio with comedian Tim Batt at their Space Couch show tomorrow night at Auckland's Basement Theatre. How are you going today, Luke?
Great. Good morning, Auckland. I decided to walk here from Grey Lynn, typical Wellingtonian, but I'm feeling cardioed out.
Yeah. Did those stairs up to here with push?
I had to stop and vape for a bit, you know.
Those stairs get me. Every single time I come up, it's always like, oh.
You've got to stay active, you know. You've got to stay hydrated, active, and vaped.
Yeah. So you're back up in Auckland. Have you got any exciting plans for while you're here?
Me and Tim have just been knuckled down for Space Couch. Like, I've got a little spot in the spare room, and I'm like writing little jazz tunes, and then I'm running over to his shed and seeing he's editing video and stuff. So we're just cooking up all the stuff for the show. But I am planning on going to Uncle Man's more than once.
That's a great idea.
Do my tour of Uncle Man's. Last time I was there, I tried to buy a t-shirt off them, and they were just a little confused by the whole idea, but they're great t-shirts.
I've seen an Uncle Man's hat before.
Oh man, you could get the Uncle Man combo.
That would be awesome. So let's talk a little bit about this video game that you've worked on. Have you played the game?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't actually own an iPhone, and it's only available for iPhone, but we did have a build for PC sort of secretly that we were testing on. But Luxury Elite, actually, the Vaporwave queen of the best vibe, in my opinion. I love her stuff. She told me to work with David Jackman, Donovan Hikaru, and this opportunity came up with these a pair of developers based in Hamburg who were making a game, and I brought Donovan in on it, and we built this. We've each got a song, but the game shifts art styles into six different ways, and the songs can instantly change into six different styles. So it's this kind of meta vaporwave, kind of six different styles of vaporwave in one game. So it was like a big compositional challenge to write one song that you could sort of play in six different styles at any point.
Yeah.
but it was really super fun, and yeah, we had all these really cute Skypes together, and you know, I was talking to David a lot, and he's out in Scottsdale, Arizona, and he was like working on his real estate certification and stuff like that, and he works in like marketing and stuff, so he's very much into the business side of business as well as being, you know, vaporwavy, jokey business.
Cool. So you actually worked together quite a lot on it. It wasn't like you do your part and they do theirs and then you kind of come together, or was it? So you did, like you said, you did your Skype calls. How was the collaboration?
It was awesome. So me and David were pretty on the same page, like compositionally, but I'd had a little bit more experience with building adaptive music and stuff for games and, like, you know, the technical side of things. But yeah, we'd just sort of Skype every other day, and we'd be nailing down the technical stuff with the developers, and I'd be talking to David about the compositional stuff, and it was really cool. He comes from a similar sort of he likes all kinds of music, and we're both sort of dipping our toes into jazz harmony and stuff, so we're like very much talking about all that sort of stuff. It was an amazing project, you know, like in the soundtrack we got a whole album worth of stuff out of it, including like the mega mixes of all the adaptive music in the game.
Yeah.
It was amazing, but it took like 9 months to get all this stuff figured out. Yeah, because there's like the technical stuff of having like one song that can be sort of playing
extended out.
Yeah, six songs playing at once that can jump to any other style is kind of, and they're all in the same tempo and the same key, and you got to.
Was this the first time that you did a video that you've worked on a video game?
Yeah, I did a little bit of music with my buddy Kenny. He's got an outfit called Booger Lab, and we made a game together called Can Factory, and I did this kind of like sort of 60s like classic Moog synth style sort of bluesy sort of cheesy music. And I've done a little bit of sound design for some digital agencies in Wellington for like things like KFC and Chanel and stuff, so that pays the bills.
So you've delved into that kind of area before?
Yeah, but this was like a really definitely like the nexus of like a lot of complicated musical stuff as well as complicated technical stuff. It was real awesome, and like that's totally the reason why I get into this stuff, is to, you know, learn all that, you know, get to the bottom of all the sort of problems and the solutions and this kind of, you know, throw me some problems and I'll be up all night trying to, you know, figure them out. You know, that's always been my thing.
Great. And the songs that you've picked out for us today, do they tie into this video game, or is it more just stuff that you've been listening to lately, or favorites from the past?
The first one definitely does for Eyeliner. The other two will be more for Disaster Radio, so I've got that split brain thing with being in two solo projects. But yeah, do you want me to get into the...
Tell me about this first one.
Okay, so I wrote an album for Eyeliner called By Now, and the original mission was to have slap bass on every song. Mm-hmm. And I did that with the exception of one song, Chit Chat, only has like a little bit of slap bass on the last note. But I completed my mission. After I put that record out, I've been sort of thinking a lot about slap bass, and I listened to this interview with Patrice Rushen, who wrote this song, Forget Me Nots, on Soda Jerker's podcast. They do like a pair of British guys, they do like a songwriting podcast, but I didn't realize the whole song was built around this bass solo that the bassist came up with, and then they sort of wrote the song around it, and this whole... the whole sense of space around the bass solo and the interplay of all of the elements is just like fascinating when you think about the whole song being a bass solo. So yeah, I'm still constantly thinking about slap bass in terms of like accent and like, you know, subtlety, and you know, it's real punchy, and it's like playing a drum solo, you know, with a melody. I got obsessed with the song, and don't try to put the Will Smith sampling. I mean, it's an amazing song as well, the Men in Black theme, but the tune itself is like amazing, and the claps are to die for.
Thank you.
I was too busy talking to you that whole time that I missed the sample.
I ruined the slap bass. Well, not the whole thing, this whole, here come the man in black.
Yeah. So who did that first? Was it?
That was definitely Produced Russian first. Yeah. I think it's like 78 or 81, or it's like one of those kind of golden years. Yeah, I think I usually just, I think I found that on Spotify. That's one of those like things with the related artists where I was like, man, this is really good. Mm. Yeah. And you have to just have to drill that Will Smith sample out of your head for a minute so you can appreciate the delicate, you know, jazz harmony.
The beauty of it.
Yeah. Not that that's a bad song. Not that that's not an amazing film, you know.
Tell us about this next one that you wanted to play.
I discovered this. I don't know how I discovered this record, actually. But I really got into it in 2012, I kind of messed up my knee on stage and was in a bit of sort of personal crisis. And this is Jeff Lynne, ELO's, I would consider it a great personal crisis album. I don't know what happened to Jeff Lynne, but this album Time is like absolutely amazing. He does this really cool thing where he won't write songs about heartbreak. It'll be like heartbreak and time travel or, you know, love and robots. And
bring a whole nother level.
Yeah, and then sort of put this, you know, driving, you know, super compressed drums over it and stuff. I really like how he sort of, you know, candy coats real emotionality with fiction. It's really good. And I always loved like the, because he did the tune that the United Video jingle was based off in the 80s. And I just always remember that harmony, even from this, you know, knockoff ad version of this United Video jingle. But just the way that Jeff Lynne manages to sort of chunk up these vocal harmonies and this kind of like everything drives at you. Everything's like super compressed and like chunky. And yeah, I got a lot of respect for the way you sort of put this record together. It's got a really nice sort of plot arc, and these sort of, you know, it jumps between all these different styles and stuff, and all these different sorts of pastiche, and it's not quite new 80s. It has that kind of pastiche, oldie timey, you know, doing a little bit of sort of 60s style pop stuff, which I like as well. You know, when artists are always sort of going back but going forward. But yeah, it's one of my favorite openings to any record.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you wanted to include the prologue track
the prologue,
and then
yeah.
into the second
it's
track.
It's got a really great vocoder intro. Yeah, just please.
Just one of your favorite opening.
It's my favorite. I put the CD into my 2006 Gen 2 Toyota Prius, and I drive to this one, baby.
Time.
That was Prologue into Twilight from ELO, selected by Luke. Do you like to be? What artist would you like to go under when people talk to you on air?
I have no idea. Even when I'm working on tunes, I'm like, is this Eyeliner or Disaster Radio? It's because Eyeliner was like a built out of Disaster Radio B sides anyway, so I don't know. Disaster Radio.
You just go with it.
Yeah, it's the oldest band. I don't know.
So you've got this comedy show, you've teamed up with Tim Batt. You were here yesterday talking about it, so we won't dwell on it for too long. Yep. But what can people expect from that?
A little bit of madcap showbiz and a little bit of mayhem and special guests, including in Auckland, David Farrier and Chloe Swarbrick, among others. I've got some original tunes. I've been watching a lot of Paul Schaefer on David Letterman. Tim will be doing some comedy as well as some guest comedians every night and a little interview. We've got some video pieces. We've got some games. We may have some printed literature. me and Tim are just
got
like
everything.
We're madly putting like stuff together for the show. It's like, it's pretty funny. We're just, because I think we're both sort of digital obsessives, and once we sort of commit to something, it's like, so we're just, you know, madly
go 110%.
Typing. Yep. It's cool. Like, yeah, I haven't spent enough time with Tim for the show yet, but every time we've worked on it together, it's like some of the similarities are uncanny. So we're both PC guys. We know nothing about sports. You know, we're kind of ex-gamers. You know,
so that's what we can expect.
Yeah, there's a lot of synergy in showbiz.
Tell us about this last one that you've chosen for us all.
I spent my entire teenage existence in high school listening to dub tapes of Devo records that I bought at Wonderland Records in Lower Hutt and got laughed at by the guys because they listened to a lot of Pink Floyd.
Their guitars.
Oh, man. The record store also out the back smelled like marijuana. It was an amazing place. But anyway... Yeah, I really got into the first couple of Devo records, but it wasn't until a few years later after that when I sort of made a transition from being into like punk music and new wave to kind of more into synth pop. But this album, Oh No, It's Devo, I reckon Big Mess is one of their best songs, just because I love the way that the arrangement kind of flows along and the whole mix is so punchy, and like, it's got these kind of early like digital sampler, like maybe like digital Simmons pads or something. And I just always love this record just because it's so chunky and like big.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming up and sharing all these songs with us. I hope the show goes great.
Thank you so
tomorrow.
Much. Happy birthday, Hunter, for last week.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.